In this bulletin, Anthony Albanese to lead the Labor Party, a 27-year-old man charged with the murder of Melbourne woman Courtney Heron, and in tennis, Roger Federer makes it through to the second round of the French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Anthony Albanese and Richard Marles are the only contenders for Labor leader and deputy after nominations closed this morning. Both men have promised to talk to people who didn't vote Labor so the party can better understand why it lost last Saturday's election. The Labor caucus is expected to meet on Thursday to confirm its leadership team. Labor has had a man and a woman in the leadership roles since 2001, except for 3 months in 2013 when Mr. Albanese was deputy to Kevin Rudd. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a key focus of his new cabinet will be to improve service delivery for all Australians. Mr. Morrison announced his new ministry yesterday with minimal changes made from his pre-election cabinet. He says he's introducing a new organisation called Services Australia to make it easier for people to deal with government services.
I want to see some congestion busting, not on our roads, across our major cities. I want to see some congestion busting when it comes to bureaucratic bottlenecks and regulatory bottlenecks, so Australians can get access to those services in a more timely and efficient way for them. Making better use of technology and better integrating service delivery across different portfolios.
Mr. Morrison's new ministry will be sworn in on Wednesday. A 27-year-old man has been charged with the murder of Melbourne woman Courtney Heron. Ms. Heron's body was found in Royal Park just after 9 a.m. on Saturday. The man was arrested yesterday and will appear at the Melbourne Magistrates Court. Vote counting is underway for the European elections. Exit polls showing centrist parties losing support, with parties on the left and right gaining ground. Germany's Green Party has doubled its share of the vote, jumping into second place behind Chancellor Angela Merkel's Conservatives and above the centre-left Social Democrats. The far-right Alternative for Germany is showing gains of 10.5% as Ms. Merkel's party lost 9 percentage points. In France, the far-right party edged just ahead of President Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance, winning one more seat. The result is a setback for Mr. Macron, who has put Europe at the heart of his presidency and had personally campaigned for the European vote. President of the National Rally Party, Marine Le Pen, is welcoming the results.
Je vois la victoire du peuple.
I see a victory for the people who with pride and dignity took back the power tonight. We welcome these results with joy because the National Rally has never been a more suitable name. Whether it was a vote from the heart or of reason, you can be sure that the vote for the National Rally is in any event a vote for France and for the people.
Former Environment Minister Michael Gove is the latest British MP to run as a candidate to replace the British Prime Minister Theresa May as the leader of the Conservative Party. Mr. Gove is one of 8 politicians to put their name forward following Ms. May's announcement that she'll step down as party leader on the 7th of June. Former Foreign Minister Boris Johnson is the current frontrunner for the role. Mr. Gove says he's looking forward to a contest of ideas.
I'm entering this contest because I want to put forward a positive set of ideas about how we can bring our country together. I believe that I'm ready to unite this country and ready to unite the Conservative and Unionist Party, and I'm looking forward to a contest of ideas.
In tennis, Roger Federer has made a comeback to the French Open after a 3-year hiatus, defeating Italian Lorenzo Sonego 6-2, 6-4, 6-4. Federer says he's glad he's made the decision to play in the tournament this year.
I really don't know how far I can go in this event, and I am very happy with my first round. It was a really good performance, I thought, from my side for not having played here for as long as I did.
In basketball, the Australian men's and women's teams have won an historic double gold at the three-a-side FIBA Asia Cup in China. The Australian men's team beat Mongolia 21-9 in their final, while the women's team scored a 20-9 win over Kazakhstan. Australia's Tom Wright and Rebecca Cole were awarded men's and women's MVP, respectively, most valuable player. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 23 degrees today. Adelaide, a shower or two and 16. Melbourne, showers and windy, 13 degrees. Hobart, a shower or two and 12. Canberra, showers easing and windy and 10. Wollongong, very windy, partly cloudy, 17. Sydney, windy, partly cloudy and 19. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 20 degrees. Brisbane, sunny and 27. Cairns, a few showers, 27. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.